And good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we thank you again that we can worship together.
亲爱的主，我们为了能再次一起来敬拜你，来感谢。
We thank you for your presence among us.
谢谢你和我们同在。
And we ask that this morning that your word will speak to us.
我们请求你今天早晨你的话语对我们的心说话。
We ask that we will hear from your spirit just as if we were meeting together in the sanctuary.
我们就求你就像我们实体在教会里一起聚集能听到你的声音一样，我们照样今天可以听到你圣灵的声音。
We ask that you will come and meet with each of us.
求你真的是降临和我们每个人同在。
And that your spirit will be with us.
你的灵和我们同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
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 2 weeks ago, I talked to you about Jesus touching the untouchables.
两个星期以前，我讲到耶稣是触摸了那些不可触摸者。
And this is a continuation of what I began to share that time.
这个是接着我上次的信息。
I told you that he came into our world. He touched the lepers. He served those who had needs.
然后我上次讲到说他来到我们世间，他真的是触摸了那些麻风病人，然后他也服侍那些有需要的人。
And I ended by telling you that you and I are called to follow his examples.
然后我结束的时候讲到说你和我被呼召去跟随他的榜样。
And this morning I want to look at what that will look like in our lives.
我今天早上想看说我们跟随他在我们的生命中生活中看着会像什么样子。
Now I think for many of us when we think of serving God, we think of great Christians.
当我们想到服侍神的时候，我们脑中马上就想到那些伟大的基督徒。
Maybe William Tyndale.
或者是丁道尔。
Hudson Taylor or Amy Carmine.
或者是贾艾梅。
But this morning, I want you to see the power of ordinary, unknown Christians just like you and me.
但是今天早晨我想让你看到那些平凡的不为人所知的基督徒就像你和我。
You see, you've heard of William Tyndale, Hudson Taylor.
你听到过丁道尔和戴德生的名字。
You probably haven't heard of Richard Bayfield.
你也许没有听过这个叫理查贝菲尔德的人。
A few of you may have heard of William Burns.
有几个人你们可能听到过那个威廉·伯恩斯的名字。
But for most of us, those are unknown Christians who have no biographies on our shelves.
然后呢，对大多数人来讲，这些都是不为人所知的基督徒，我们的书架上也没有他们的传记。
But this morning, I want you to see that without those unknown people, William Tyndale, Hudson Taylor's biographies would look much different.
但是我今天早上想要分享的是如果没有这些不为人所知的基督徒那么丁道尔和戴德生还有像卫斯理他们的传记就会不一样他们的人生。
Hebrews chapter 11 is a wonderful chapter of great men of God.
希伯来书是讲到神的伟大的在神国里被神所就是伟大的这些人物。
Men and women like Noah, Abraham, Moses, Rahab.
然后比如说像挪亚亚伯拉罕摩西和拉哈这样子的出名的人。
And then we get down to verse 32.
然后但是我们到了第32节的时候希伯来书11章32节的时候。
And he covers hundreds of years in just a few sentences.
他就在几句话里边这涵盖了几百年的历史。
He says, time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.
他说若要一一细说基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事时候就不够了。
These are great people and he just lists their names.
他们都是很伟大的人物但是他仅仅是把他们的名字给列出来。
He tells a little bit in general about what they did.
他就是很很就是一个大纲性的把他们所做的给描述出来。
And then go down to verse 36.
但是我们来到第36节。
Others, he doesn't even tell their name.
又有人，他甚至没有提他们的名字。
Others suffered mocking and flogging, chains and imprisonment.
他说又有人忍受侍弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁等各等的磨练。
Verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword.
然后说被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀。
They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated.
他们披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、困苦、患难、苦害。
Verse 38, he says, the world was not worthy of them.
他是说本是世界不配有的人。
They wandered about in deserts, mountains, dens, and caves of the earth.
他们在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定。
These are people who loved God and suffered for him.
然后这些人爱神并且为神受苦。
But he doesn't even give their name. He just says they were others.
然后但是他都没有列出来他们的名字，只说有人。
And this morning, I'm wanting to talk to you about the society of others.
今天早晨我所要谈的就是这些名不见经传者团体的人。
Those people whose name will probably never be famous.
这些在这个名不见经传的这个总会里边的人，他们的名字可能从来没有不为人所知。
People like you and me.
他们就像你和我一样。
No matter how long chapter 11 of Hebrews gets, our name won't be there.
不管说这个希伯来十一章这个人名有多长，我们的名字也不会出现在上面。
But I want you to see that we can be part of the others that serve God's work.
但是我们可以成为这些服侍神成就神旨意的这些无名之辈。
Let me show you what I mean from a couple examples from the Bible.
让我从圣经里的一些例子来给你讲我是什么意思。
You know the story of Naaman being healed of leprosy.
你大家都知道乃曼他的麻风病得医治的故事。
And we know the important names in that story.
我们也知道这个故事里面重要的人物的名字。
Naaman is the Syrian general who needs to be healed.
然后乃曼他是亚兰国的元帅，他需要被医治。
Elisha is the prophet who will heal him.
然后以利沙是把他治好的那个先知。
But there's someone in that story I've always wanted to meet.
但是这个故事中间有一个人，我总是想要希望能碰到他，能有一天见到他。
I hope in heaven I can meet her.
然后我希望在天堂我能见到她。
But I don't know her name.
但是我不知道她的名字。
She's one of the others.
她是属于那个无名之辈，就是那有人中的一员。
She is a Jewish slave.
她是这个犹太人的一个奴隶，就是被他们掳去的一个小女子。
And she tells her master about the prophet back in Israel.
她对她的祖母说，在以色列那边有一位先知。
And he goes and is healed.
然后呢，乃曼就去见他，就被医治了。
She's a nobody.
她是一个谁都不知道的一个微不足道的人。
In fact, I first started to call this sermon a sermon about nobodies, and then I thought that sounded insulting.
我刚开始呢，本来想给这个讲到的题目叫成是谁都不是，但是我觉得这个好像有点不太好，有点低看人。
So I'm using the word from Hebrews, others. She's one of the others.
所以我就用了希伯来书里边的这个说有人，然后他是属于这个有人，也就是无名之辈里边的一员。
Another story that shows that comes from Mark chapter 2.
然后另外一个故事来自于马可福音第二章。
Four men bring their friend to Jesus to be healed.
有四个人带着他们的朋友来见耶稣。
There's no room to get in.
然后但是人多他们进不来。
So they climb up on the flat roof.
所以他们就跑到那个房顶上。
They pull the tiles away, the clay tiles, and they lower him in front of Jesus.
然后拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把那个摊子连他所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。
We don't know their names.
我们不知道这四个朋友的名字。
But because of them, their friend is healed.
但是因为他们的朋友被医治了。
These are the others.
这些都是希伯来书里面所描述的友人。
No one writes a book about them.
没有人会给他们写传记。
They seem very ordinary.
他们看起来非常的平凡普通。
But God knows that what they do is very important in His.
但是神知道他们所做的是很重要的。
Let me give you a few examples from history.
我再从历史上给大家一些例子。
All of you know about William Tyndale.
我们所有的人都知道威廉·丁道尔。
If you don't know about William Tyndale, you should be coming to Sunday school because we studied him last year.
如果你没有听说丁道尔，你应该到我们的主日学，因为去年我们讲过他。
I put in a little advertisement commercial for Sunday school.
我现在开始给我们的主日学做点广告。
But William Tyndale risked his life to translate the Bible into English.
但是呢，丁道尔呢就冒着生命危险把圣经翻译成英文。
He ends up being burned at the stake because of what he does.
因为他所做的，他最后是被烧死了。
He is a great hero and deserves to be.
他真的是一位伟大的英雄，他也真的是值得大家真的是为他纪念他。
But while he is translating the Bible, he spends 12 years in hiding from the government that's trying to find him and kill him.
然后呢，但他在翻译圣经的这十二年之间呢，他一直到处躲藏，因为这个政府呢想要抓他，想要杀他。
That means for 12 years there was a society of others who risked their lives to protect him.
这就意味着在这十二年之中，有一个就是名不见经传者的这样一个团体呢，就在保护他。
Tyndale's closest friend is a man named John Frith, who is burned alive at the age of 28 because he's protecting Tyndale.
因为丁道尔最亲密的一个朋友是叫约翰·弗里斯，他在28岁的时候就被判火刑，就被烧死了，因为他在保护丁道尔。
Richard Bayfield is the owner of a ship.
然后呢，这个理查·贝菲尔德是一个船长。
He goes back and forth between the continent of Europe and Great Britain.
他的这个船呢，他自己经营的船在欧洲跟英国之间运行。
And he says to Tyndale, I will bring your books, I will smuggle your Bibles into England.
他说我会把你的这个圣经的走私偷偷的运到英国。
They catch him and they kill him.
然后他也被抓，最后也被杀。
I have a list here of about 10 names of people who were burned alive for protecting William Tyndale.
我这边有十个名字，他们就是最后他们都被活活烧死，因为他们保护丁道尔。
I've never found a single book about any of these 10 names.
但是这个我从来没有发现任何一本书是就是专门写这十个人的。
All I have ever found is on books about William Tyndale, I have found footnotes with their names.
然后我所能发现的就是在写丁道尔的传记里边的下边的脚注里边提到这些人的名，提到他们其中一个或两个的名字。
They're not famous.
他们不出名。
But what William Tyndale did was possible because of what these others did.
就是因为这些无名之辈，就是默默无闻之辈所做的，所以丁道尔他所做的才有可能。
Let me look at another example.
我们再看另外一个例子。
You know the name Augustine.
我们大家可能都知道奥古斯丁。
Augustine reads the book of Romans and his life is transformed.
奥古斯丁读了罗马，读到罗马书，他的生命整个就被改变。
Most people will say he was the greatest theologian after the Apostle Paul.
很多人认为他是保罗之后最伟大的神学家。
We know Augustine's biography.
我们知道这个奥古斯丁的传记，他的生平。
But most people don't know very much about his mother, Monica.
但是很多人大概不知道，对他的妈妈莫妮卡不太清楚。
Monica was a Christian.
这个莫妮卡她是一位基督徒。
As her son was a little boy, she prayed that he would become a Christian.
在她儿子小的时候，她就为他祷告，希望他能信主。
But as a teenager, he fathered a child out of wedlock.
然后奥古斯丁到了青少年的时候呢，就有了一个私生子。
He brought shame on the family.
他就让这个家里很蒙羞耻。
And when his mother said to him, "Son, I want you to be a Christian."
当他妈妈对他说，儿子呀，我真的希望你能信主。
He said, "I'm too smart to be a Christian."
他说我太聪这么聪明，这个基督教对我太简单了。
Christianity is a simple religion for simple people.
他说这个基督教这个基督信仰是给那些愚蒙无知的人的一个很简单的一个信仰。
And he leaves.
然后他就离开了。
But she refuses to give up.
但是这个妈妈呢，她拒绝放弃。
This is a lady who for 30 years prayed every day for her son.
这个母亲30年之久，每一天为她的儿子祷告。
Monica shows me the power of an ordinary, unknown Christian.
莫妮卡就展示了一个平凡的、不为人所知的基督徒的这样一个能力。
You see, Monica's parents were unbelievers.
这个莫妮卡的父母是不信主。
And in a time when the parents arranged the marriages, they arranged her marriage to Patricius, an unbeliever.
然后那时候的婚姻都是包办婚姻，所以她的父母就把她嫁给了一个不信主的人，不是一个不信主的人，叫帕特里修斯。
She marries Patricius and she tries to tell him about Jesus.
然后她之所以就是这个莫妮卡，她嫁给这个帕特里修斯，是因为她想跟他分享，跟这个人分享福音。
And he says, "Don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it."
然后他先生就说，别给我再讲了，我不想再听。
You're my wife. Don't preach to me.
你是我太太，你不要跟我讲道。
Monica couldn't even read.
然后这个莫妮卡甚至是不识字的。
But she had heard in church the verse from 1 Peter 3.
但是呢，她在教会里听到了这个彼得前书第三章的一句。
That told her that if wives will live in the right way, they may win their husband even without a word.
他们就讲到说，如果太太是她按照这个正确的基督徒的方式来生活，或者可以赢得他们不信从道理的丈夫。
Peter said, "Just the way you live your life will be a testimony."
他说你们的生活的这个一个，你们的生活就是一个见证。
And so she decided to test it.
所以她就决定要把这个要试验这句话。
30 years, every day she prays for her husband and her son.
30年之久，她每天为她的先生，为她的太太祷告，为她的先生，为她的儿子祷告。
She lives a godly life.
她过了一个很敬虔的生活。
And eventually her husband.
然后最终她的先生。
Her son.
她的儿子。
Even her mother-in-law come to Christ.
甚至她的婆婆都信主了。
Now, if you read about Monica, you'll figure out she was not a perfect mother.
如果你去读关于莫妮卡的描述，你知道她不是一个完美的母亲。
In fact, she made some very foolish mistakes as a mother.
她是作为妈妈，她犯了一些很愚蠢的、很愚笨的错误。
I would never teach a seminar about parenting and say you should be a parent like Monica.
如果我教这个就是亲子关系的讲座，我不会说那个莫妮卡是你应该一个跟随的一个榜样。
But God is not looking for people who do everything right.
但是神所寻找的不是说每件事情都做对的基督徒。
She loved God, she loved her family, she refused to give up, and God used her.
然后呢，她爱神，她爱她的家庭。他也拒绝放弃，神就用他。
So yes, Augustine was a great influence in the kingdom.
是的，奥古斯丁对神的国有很大的影响。
The kingdom of God, but he was one because of a very ordinary Christian.
他之所以能成为这样，是因为一位很普通的基督徒。
But I want to go back even further.
但是我还要再往前追溯。
I look at Augustine.
我们看了这个奥古斯丁。
I go backwards to his mother Monica.
然后我们追溯到他的母亲。
But I began to ask myself, how did she become a Christian?
然后我就问我自己说，那她是怎么信主的呢？
And so let me go back one more generation.
然后我们再往上，上一代，再往前推溯。
Monica was raised in a pagan family.
莫妮卡呢，成长在一个不信主的异教家庭里边。
Her parents were upper class and they owned a slave.
然后她的父母是属于上流社会，他们有奴隶。
And the slave's job, one of the slave's duties was to take care of their little girl, Monica.
然后其中呢，有一个奴隶，他的那个工作呢，就是要去照顾这个莫妮卡。
We don't know this slave's name.
我们不知道这位奴隶的名字。
All we know about her is that she was a Christian.
我们所唯一知道的就是她是一位基督徒。
And every night as she put Monica to bed, she told her stories about Jesus.
然后每天晚上她把莫妮卡放到床上带她睡觉的时候，她就会给她讲耶稣的故事。
And as a little girl, Monica became a Christian.
然后所以莫妮卡在她小孩的时候，在小女孩的时候，她就信主了，她就成为基督徒。
I want you to think about this.
我想你想一下。
A slave who has no power at all.
这个奴隶是没有任何的能力，没有任何的这个权益的。
Tells Bible stories to a little girl.
她给一个小女孩讲圣经的故事。
And that little girl becomes a Christian.
然后那个小女孩成了基督徒，信主了。
She marries an unbeliever.
她和一个不信主的人结婚了。
And she leads him and their son to Jesus.
但是她带领她先生跟儿子信主。
And their son becomes the greatest theologian in church history.
然后她的儿子成为这个教会历史上最伟大的神学家。
That is what a very ordinary Christian can do.
那是一个很平凡的一个基督徒可以做的。
The society of others.
这是一个无名，名不见经传的知会的一员。
People who are not important.
他们不是重要人物，不是大人物。
People like you and me.
就像你和我一样。
But God uses them.
但是神用他们。
None of us in our church, in this group, have a lower job than a slave.
我们其中在我们教会，在我们所有的人，没有一个人有，我们的工作比奴隶更低。
We're ahead of the lady who took care of Monica.
我们比这个，就是照顾莫妮卡的这个女性奴隶的地位都高，就是我们都在她上面。
I think most of us can read.
我们很多人我想都可以都认字都可以读。
We're ahead of Monica.
我们也比莫妮卡呢也更好像更怎么说从世人眼中更有能力。
None of us should say there's nothing I can do.
所以我们其中不应该有任何一个人可以说哦我做不了什么。
We may not be an Augustine, but we can be an other.
但是呢我们可能不能成为奥古斯丁但是我们可以成为这个无名之辈。
Let me look at another example, someone that some of you will know.
另外一个人物的例子可能我们其中有些人知道。
All of you know the story of Hudson Taylor.
我们所有人都知道那个戴德生的故事。
He goes to China with a passion to win people for Jesus.
他去到中国他的这个热忱就是要赢得为耶稣赢得灵魂。
But the biographies of Hudson Taylor that I read when I was young skipped a chapter.
但是在我小时候我所读的戴德生的这个故事传记里边呢就跳过了一段时期。
The children's biographies I read told about him becoming a Christian.
然后我所读的那个儿童的那个给小孩的那个传记里边讲到就是说他成了基督徒。
They told about him coming to China.
然后他们就讲他去了中国。
They told him about taking Chinese dress and going into the inland.
然后也讲到说他就穿中国人的衣服然后进到内地去。
Oh, that book that I read was exciting.
我所读的那个故事很令人兴奋，很激动，振奋人心。
But it left out a chapter.
但是呢，他有一段他就没讲，就跳过去。
It left out a chapter when he gets to China.
他没讲的那段是戴德生到了中国以后呢。
He begins to preach and no one listens.
他开始讲道，但是没人听他的。
He gets a letter back from home that tells him that his financial supporters have quit giving.
然后呢，他也从那个家乡收到一封信，就是资助他的那些经济上资助他宣教的这些人呢，就不再资助他了。
He gets a letter from the girl that he was engaged to be married to.
他也收到一封他的未婚妻的给他写的信，本来都已经订婚了。
And she says, I don't want to live in China, so I'm not going to marry you.
他说我不想去在中国生活，所以我不会跟你结婚。
And when he talks to other missionaries in China, they criticize him for being a bad missionary.
然后当他跟周围的在中国的这种宣教士讲的时候，他们都在批评他，因为觉得他是一个糟糕的宣教士。
The book I read about Hudson Taylor did not tell me that after a few months in China, he was ready to quit and go home.
然后我小时候读的那本儿童，就是给小孩的一本最早的那本传记，没有告诉我，他到了中国几个月，他就准备放弃，要准备回家了，打道回府了。
But he met a Scottish missionary named William Burns.
但是呢，他碰到了一个从苏格兰来的宣教士，叫威廉·伯恩斯。
William Burns took Hudson Taylor on a preaching trip inland.
然后呢，这个伯恩斯就带着戴德生去了一个内地的，进到中国内地的一个宣教之旅程。
And for 7 months, they traveled together, prayed together, preached together.
然后七个月之久，他们就一起旅行，一起讲道，一起祷告。
And God gave Hudson Taylor a vision for China Inland Mission.
然后那个时候，神就给了戴德生一个意象，就是这个中国内地差传会的这个意象。
150 years later, Hudson Taylor is one of the most famous missionaries of modern times.
这过了150年，戴德生就是近代历史上最出名的宣教士。
Most people don't know the name William Burns.
大多数人都不知道这个威廉伯恩斯的名字。
But without William Burns, there may have never been a China Inland Mission.
但是如果没有威廉·伯恩斯的话，可能就不会有中国内地差传会、内地会。
That's the society of others.
这个就是名不见经传之会。
That's Hebrews 11 when it says others also served.
然后这就是希伯来书十一章讲的有人。他们也在服侍。
They didn't become famous.
他们没有出名。
There's no monument statue.
对他们也没有他们的纪念碑或者雕像。
But they were important to the work of God's kingdom.
但是他们对于神国的这个工作是很重要的。
You might say, so how do I do that?
然后你就可能会说，那我怎么做呢？
I want to share three characteristics that I think are important to these people.
然后我想说，对这些人，这些无名之辈、名不见经传者中，他们的三个重要的特征。
If you and I are going to be part of God's others, we need these three characteristics.
如果我们要成为神的这个名不见经传之会里边的一员，那我们要具备这三个条件。
Number one.They were available.
第一点呢，就是他们随时可被使用，就是他们就是恭候紧勤，勤谨。
They were willing to let God use them.
他们很愿意让神来使用他们。
I told you about the servant girl.
我讲到刚才那个就是那个小女子，那个乃曼里那故事里的小女子的故事。
She's a slave.
她是一个奴隶。他是被掳去的。
And when she heard that her master had leprosy, she could have said, Why should I help him?
他当他听到他的主人得了麻风病的时候，他可以说，我为什么要帮他呢？
I'm a slave.
我是奴隶。
If I help him, I'll still be a slave.
我就算帮了他，我还是奴隶。
But she let God use her.
但是他让神用他。
I mentioned about Richard Bayfield.
我也讲到这个理查·贝菲尔德。
He owned ships going between the continent and England.
他有船只，然后在经营在欧洲大陆和英国之间的运输。
He had a good business.
他有一个很好的生意。
And when William Tyndale said, "Would you carry my Bibles?"
当丁达尔问他说你可不可以就是运输我的圣经的时候。
He wasn't going to get any money for that.
他肯定是拿不到什么赚不到什么钱。
William Tyndale was poor.
丁道尔很穷啊。
There was no benefit to Richard Bayfield.
对他来讲这样做没有任何的益处。
But he said, I'm a Christian and I'm available to God.
但是他说我是基督徒，我随时神叫我做什么，我随时可随叫随到。
He sacrificed his money and eventually he sacrificed his life for the gospel.
他为了这个福音的缘故，他不仅的献上他的金钱，最后也献上他的生命。
He wasn't a preacher.
他不是一个讲道的人，不是个牧师。
Wasn't an elder in the church.
也不是教会里的长老。
He was a businessman who said, God, I will do what you ask me to do.
他是一个商人，但是对神说，神啊，你让我做什么，我就做什么。
This week I called a man who is very good at personal evangelism.
我这个星期呢，给一个人打电话，他非常擅长于就是个人的这样传道。
I think he is better than anyone I've ever met at just meeting unbelievers and bringing them to Jesus.
然后我觉得他比任何人，就是我所碰到的所有人里面，他是最就是擅长于就是碰到一个不信主的人，然后跟他们传福音，带领他们信主的。
And so I called him and I said, "Would you go to breakfast with me?"
我就说我们要不要可不可以一起去吃早餐
？Because I'm a pastor and we want to.Make more believers, and I need to know how to do it.
然后因为我们是牧者，那我们当然就希望有更多人信主。那我就想问他是怎么做的。
So I met him, and I had my notepad.
然后呢，我碰到他呢，我就把我的笔记本给拿出来。
And I got my pen, and I said, "What is the secret?"
然后我就把笔拿出来说，你的秘诀是什么？
And he said, "You can put your notepad away."
他说把你的笔记本放到一边去。
Because it's very simple.
说因为很简单。
Just be available.
就是你就是有这种随时可以被神使用，随叫随到。
Find out what people need and serve their needs.
就是你看到人的需要，然后就去服侍他们的需要。
Love God and love people the way God loves them.
爱神也用像神那样的去爱人。
I said, "No, you don't understand."
然后我说你大概不明白。
I said, "Our Chinese church has people who are educated."
你知道吗？我们那个教会，这个华人教会里边，好多人这个教育程度很高。
I can't tell them something so simple.
我不能给他们讲这么简单的事儿吧。
Give me something to write down.
给我一些东西，我能写下来。
He said, "That's all there is."
他说就是那样的。
Love God.
爱神。
Love people the way God loves them.
爱人就像神爱他们一样。
Find out what they need and meet their needs.
然后呢知道他们的需要也去就是帮助他们的需要。
And I said I could have saved money on breakfast.
我说早知道这样就不需要请你吃早餐了。
But he was right.
但是他很对。
If we are going to serve God, we must be available.
如果我们要真的要服侍神的话，那我们必须就是说让自己被神随时可以被神使用。
When one of our coworkers is hurting,
当我们的一个同事，比如他心里很难过的，他受伤害的时候
，we have to decide.
我们必须要决定说
，Do I just mind my own business and let them mind theirs?
然后我是不是就只管我自己的事儿，让他们也管他们自己的事儿
？Or do I love them like Jesus loves them？
或者是我像耶稣那样去爱他们
？Parents，
父母们
If God calls your child to preach or serve as a missionary rather than getting a high paying job,
如果神呼召你的孩子去宣教工厂，去做宣教士，而不是让他去找一份薪水很高的工作，
Will you encourage them to be available to God?
你会鼓励他们说让自己被神使用，被神就是随时被神使用吗？
Will they, do they see an example from you of someone who is available to God?
他们从你身上能不能看到一个随时愿意被神使用的一个榜样呢？
The society of others are people who are available.
这个名不见经传的这个团体的这些人呢，就是随时可以被神使用的人。
The second thing about these, the society of others is they have faith in God.
这个名不见经传这个知会里边的人呢，就是他们对神有信心。
I've told you before that in Mark 2 is one of my favorite stories from Jesus.
我刚才讲到马可福音第二章里边是我所最喜欢的耶稣里边最喜欢的一个故事。
Those four men who bring their friend to Jesus and tear the roof to bring him home.
这四个朋友呢就带着他们的摊子的朋友来到耶稣那里把房顶拆了然后把那个朋友用那个放到耶稣从那上边房顶上坠下来放到耶稣脚前。
As I was working on this sermon, I read that story again.
当我准备这个讲道的时候我再一次读那个故事。
And it says something very surprising.
他讲了一些很令人惊奇的事。
Verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith.
然后第五节是这么说的，耶稣见他们的信心。
And I thought, how do you see faith?
我就想，你怎么能看见信心呢？
You can see a house.
你能看到一个房子。
You can see a person.
你也可以看到一个人。
How do you see faith?
你如何能看到信心呢？
Here's how I think Jesus saw faith.
这个是我觉得耶稣如何看见他们信心的。
He saw four men who had so much confidence in his power.
就是这他看到这四个人对耶稣真的是非常相信，确信耶稣的能力。
That they brought their friend to Jesus.
然后呢，就把他们的摊子朋友带到耶稣那里。
So much confidence in his power that they were willing to interrupt the service and tear a hole in the roof to bring their friend.
然后呢，他们对耶稣这么的有信心，所以他们就是愿意去中断，就是这个，他们耶稣在教训别人，然后把房顶给拆了，就是打断别人，然后把朋友降到垂到耶稣面前。
You see, they had absolute faith that Jesus would heal their friend if they brought him.
他们就是绝对的相信，就是如果他们把他们的朋友带到耶稣面前，耶稣就会医治他们的朋友。
He saw their faith by what they did.
耶稣通过他们所行的看见他们的信心。
And so then I came back to Hebrews 11.
然后我又回到希伯来书第十一章。
And I started to see the same thing.
我又看到同样的事情。
By faith, Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice.
就是亚伯因着信献更美的祭于神。
How do we know Abel had faith? Because of what he did.
然后我们如何知道亚伯是有信心呢？就因为他所行的。
By faith, Noah built an ark.
就是因着信，挪亚因着信建了方舟。
How do we know he had faith? By what he did.
我们如何知道他有信心呢？因为他所行的。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place he did not know.
然后亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候遵命出去去一个没有见过的地方。
Now imagine for a minute.
你想象一下。
God says to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
I'm going to give you the land.
我要给你一片土地。
Follow me and I will give it to you.
你跟随我，我就给你。
And Abraham says, okay, I believe you, God.
然后亚伯拉罕说，神啊，我相信你。
And about a week later, God says, Abraham, why are you sitting here?
神就说亚伯拉罕你怎么还坐在这儿呢
I believe you God
我相信你神
Why aren't you packing
说你那你为什么没有打点行装呢
Oh I'm not gonna go I'm gonna sit here
我不会走我就坐在这儿
But I have faith I believe your promise
但是我有信心我相信你的应许
We would say no he didn't believe
然后我们就会说他根本没有相信嘛。
We know he had faith by what he did.
因为他所行的我们能知道他有信心。
Because of their faith, they took action.
因为他们的信心所以他们就采取行动。
And here's what I've decided.
这是我所决定的。
If no one can see my faith, it isn't very good faith.
如果没有人能看到我的信心，那也不是一个很好很强的信心。
Because true faith will result in actions.
因为真正的信心会导致行动。
Why did Monica pray for her son's salvation every day for 30 years? Because she had confidence that God was hearing her prayers.
她莫妮卡为什么三十年每之久每一天为她的儿子祷告呢？因为她有这个信心，相信神会拯救她的儿子。
And so I ask you if you want to be a member of the society of others.
所以我问你，如果你想要成为这个名不见经传的知会的一员
，Do you have faith in God's power?
你对神的能力有没有信心？
That coworker who is discouraged, do you really believe that God has the answer for his problem?
你的这个很灰心丧气的同事，你是否真正相信神对他的境况是有答案的？
That neighbor who is hurting, do you trust, do you have faith that God can bring them hope?
你那个心里边伤害难过的邻舍你是不是真正相信神可以给他们带来希望
？If I really believe that, I won't hide the answers.
如果我真的相信，我就不会把这个答案藏起来。
If I really believe he can help them, and if I really love my neighbor, I will be quick to say, "Let me introduce you to someone who can help."
然后，如果我真的是相信神那里有答案，我也真的爱他们，我就会很快的去说。让我告诉你一个可以帮助你的一个人。
Very quickly, one more characteristic of these people in the society of others.
在这个名不见经传里边的这个里边这些人的第三个特征。
They cared more about God's glory than their own glory.
他们更在意神的荣耀，而不是自己的荣耀。
William Burns is not famous.
这个威廉·伯恩斯也不出名。
He received no glory from helping Hudson Taylor.
他帮助戴德生意没有得到任何的这种好像这个尊荣或者荣耀。
But it didn't matter.
但是这个不重要。
Because he was not serving for glory for himself. He was serving for glory for God.
因为他不是为了自己的荣耀来服侍，而是为了神的荣耀来服侍。
Imagine if he had said, okay, Hudson,I will take you if you agree that if you become famous, you'll tell everyone that I'm the one who did it.
然后你想想，他会不会说，那个戴德生啊，我同意要把你带着一起去宣教。你要答应，等你将来出名了之后，你要给别人讲我为你做了什么。
Of course not.
那肯定没有这么说。
He was serving for God's glory.
他是为了神的荣耀在服侍。
If you and I,
如果你和我
are going to be part of the society of others,
要成为这个无名不名不见经传者之中的一员
we will serve for God's glory.
我们要为了神的荣耀去服侍
We'll teach a Sunday school class for children and no one will ever know about it.
然后我们是会去教儿童主日学，但是从来没有人知道，也没有人听说。
We'll hand out gospel flyers at Food Town and no one will know our name.
然后我们去那个超市外边去发这个福音单张，也没有人听说知道我们。
We'll bring an older person to church.
我们带这个年老的这个人来教会。
And the church won't even build a statue of us.
然后教会也不会给我们建一个雕像。
We'll start a cell group in our home.
然后我们在家里开展一个细胞小组。
We will serve for God's glory alone.
然后我们就是单单的为了神的荣耀来服侍。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus called us to do it.
因为耶稣呼召我们这样去做。
He says to the disciples, I'm going away.
他对门徒说我要离开。
And I'm leaving you to do my work.
然后我把我的工作交给你们来做。
And you look at them. They're no one.
没有一个人，没人。
Doubting Thomas.
就是这个多疑的多马，怀疑的多马。
Unstable.
这个不稳定的，这个摇摇摆摆的彼得。
But those ordinary people will do great things.
但是这些平凡人要做伟大的事。
Why?
为什么?
Because God loves to do amazing things with ordinary people.
因为神喜欢通过平凡普通人来做大事，来做令人惊奇的事。
For 30 years, I taught in a Bible college.
然后呢，我过去30年呢，在这个圣经学院教书。
And for 30 years, at least once every year,
起码30年，起码一年一次，最少一年一次。
I would hear a guest speaker say something like this in chapel.
我会听到就是外边来的讲员会，或者是在那个聚会上会讲。
You are special.
你们是特别的。
You students can change the world.
你们这些学生，你们会改变这个世界。
You leave here and you fight injustice.
你们离开这里是为了公义而征战。
You win the world for Jesus.
你们为耶稣赢得世界。
And all that's great.
这些都很棒。
But most of us live ordinary lives.
但是我们很多人其实过的都是一个很平凡的生活。
We do our jobs and we try to do them well.
然后我们去工作，我们也想努力的把工作做好。
We raise our children and we try to raise them well.
我们把孩子养大，也想把他们养好。
We love God and we try to love him well.
然后我们爱神，我们也想好好的爱神。
And increasingly, I've decided that here is what God calls me to do.
然后呢，逐渐的，我觉得这是神所呼召我要去做的。
And what he calls you to do.
也是神呼召你要去做的。
You see, I don't find a verse that says in the Bible, change the world.
因为我在圣经里我没有找到一句话说你们去改变这个世界。
But I do find this verse in the Bible.
但是我在圣经里的确找到了这一句经文。
Colossians 4.
在哥罗西书第四章。
Paul is writing to a house church.
然后保罗写信给一个家庭教会。
And there's a member there by the name of Archippus.
那个教会里面有个成员，他的名字叫雅基布。
Nobody knows what Archippus ever did.
没有人知道雅基布到底做了什么。
I don't know if he was a pastor, an elder, a deacon, a missionary.
我们也不知道他是不是牧师，还是执事，还是长老，还是宣教士。
It doesn't matter.
但是那个不重要。
Paul says this.
保罗这样说。
See that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord.
他说务要谨慎尽你从主所受的职分。
That's it.
就是那样一句。
Do what God has given you to do.
就是去做神让你去做的。
Do it well.
好好的去做。
Be faithful.
忠心的去做。
I have gone to 9 funerals in 2020.
2020年我已经参加了九个葬礼了。
I've had at least 9 other friends die who, because of COVID restrictions, could not have a funeral.
然后我也知道有九个朋友呢，他们因为这个，就是这个限制呢，这个居家令呢，他们没有办法有一个葬礼。
But I've noticed something in those 9 funerals.
但是我在我参加的九个葬礼，我注意到一些事情。
At least two of those funerals were people who had written books.
其中两位呢是写过书的。
But most of the attention in the funeral was not about the books they wrote.
但是呢在这个葬礼上不是关于他们所写的书。
At least three of those funerals were people who had started businesses.
其中这个九个葬礼中有三个葬礼呢是有这个葬礼的这个去世的人呢他们是有生意他们开始了这样一个商业。
And someone in the funeral mentioned their business, but no other attention.
然后呢有些人会提到说他们做了这个生意但是没有别的就是会提到这些东西这个生意。
One of them had been a Fulbright scholar.
还有一个其中有一个是一个很聪明的一个学者。
It was mentioned in one sentence.
但是大家只提了一句就对于他的这个成就这个学者。
Four or five of them were preachers.
然后其中四个到五个呢他们可能是牧者就是讲道的人。
But no one got up and read their sermons.
但是没有人说上去讲的时候把去读他们的讲道。
But here's what I heard a lot in some of those funerals.
在这些葬礼中间呢我听到追思礼拜中间我听到的很多的是。
This was a person who in the darkest time of my life.Encourage me to look to Jesus.
然后这个人呢就是说对这个去世的人他是在我生命中最黑暗的时候他们让我去仰望耶稣。
That's what I heard in yesterday's funeral.
这是我昨天参加的这个追思礼拜所听到的。
A week before I heard at a funeral, this was a person who when I needed a friend, was a friend.
然后在我上个星期一个星期参加了一个葬礼一个追思礼拜里边讲到就对这个去世的人讲到说在我很需要鼓励的时候呢很需要朋友的时候他成为我的朋友。
And a week before that,
再往前一个星期
someone who was not able to have a funeral because of COVID,
因为呢这个现在的这个疫情呢他不可能有一个这个追思礼拜。
But someone said to me,
有人就对我说
I'm a Christian because that man taught Sunday school in sixth grade.
我之所以能成为基督徒是因为那个人他教了六年级的这个主日学。
And I said, wow, what did he teach?
然后我就说真的那他讲什么了
And they laughed and they said, I don't know, he wasn't a very interesting teacher.
然后说那个人就笑说我记不得了因为他讲的不是很好不是一个很有趣。
But he loved me.
但是他很爱我，他爱我。
And every week I knew this is someone who cares about me.
然后每个星期我知道这是一个在意我的人，关心我的人。
And I wanted to be like him.
我想要像他那样。
That man never became famous.
那个人从来也不会说很出名，没有人知道。
He was part of the others.
他也是这个无名之辈中的一员。
But you see whether God calls you to do something big or something little.
不管说神是呼召你去做这种大事还是小事。
We are called to serve God.
我们被呼召去服侍神。
And so this morning I want to invite you to be like Jesus, to touch the untouchables.
所以今天早晨我想要邀请你就像耶稣去触摸那些不可触摸者。
Not to be famous.
不是说要出名
，not to be a great and mighty world changer，
不是一个伟大的一个很有能力的改变世界的人
，but simply to fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord，
就是简简就是单单的就是尽你就是成就你从主所受的职分。
I had two more others to tell you about this morning。
我今天早上还有两个无名之辈要讲。
And I have preached too long.
我已经讲得很长了。
So I'm going to do like the writer of Hebrews.
所以呢我就要像那个希伯来书的作者。
And quit here.
然后我就停在这儿。
And sometime I will tell you about some others.
然后以后有时间我再给你讲这些别的无名默默无闻者的故事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, it's wonderful to do big things for you.
Amen.
主啊，去做这种大事当然是很棒。
But it's also wonderful to do little things for you.
但是为你去做小事也很棒。
We don't have to be a Hudson Taylor.
我们不需要说要成为戴德生。
We don't have to be an Augustine.
我们不需要说是成为一个很有名的人。
We can be a William Burns.
我们可以成为伯恩斯，威廉伯恩斯。
We can be a Monica.
我们可以成为莫妮卡。
We can be the servant girl who pointed Naaman to Elisha.
我们可以成为那种把那个乃曼把乃曼介绍给伊丽莎，告诉乃曼伊丽莎的小女子。
It doesn't matter who we are or what we do.
不管我们是谁，我们做什么不重要。
What matters is that we accomplish the purpose you have given us.
我们重要的是我们成就你所给我们的旨意。
And so this morning I ask that you would touch each one of us with a passion to be what you want us to be.
所以今天早晨求你真的是给我们这种热忱，触摸我们的心，让我们能够成为你所要让我们成为的人。
Amen.
To be part of that society of others.
让我们成为这个名不见经传者之会的一员。
And through us, you will accomplish your work in our world.
通过我们，你可以成就你在这个世界上的旨意。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.